R.B. Russell, One Man's Wisdom, narrated by Carl Mason. Henry was back in his childhood bedroom for the first time in 10 years, and it was as though he had never been away. The wallpaper was the same, and the bedspread was the one he remembered from his youth. All of his old books were still in a case under his window, but when he stood up from them and pushed aside the yellowed net curtains that smelt of dust and decayed sunshine, the view had changed. He looked out across a wasteland of rubble where once the engineering works had stood. As a boy, he had always heard the machinery rattling away over there, night and day, under the black-tarred asbestos roofs, steam rising from randomly placed little tin chimneys, oily water ejected from pipes into the sluggish stream that ran alongside it. For the first time, he wondered just what it was that they had manufactured in there. He had never known. He had never thought to ask during all those years he had been growing in the flat above his father's ironmongery shop. He resolved that he would find out while he was visiting. Looking down into the ironmonger's yard, Henry saw Kingsley going in at the rear entrance to the shop. He had only glimpsed the old man's back, but it could not have been anyone else. Kingsley was the only employee left. Henry looked sideways across the yard to the dilapidated, green-painted store, an ugly,